Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Mr. Carnier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Durham?
Here.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of March 31st, 2020?
Motion to approve as provided.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Mr. Carnier?
Thank you, Madam President. I will be untabling ordinance number 20-013. And also, I will be handling an emergency ordinance on the proper part of the agenda, emergency ordinance 20-005.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements from any other members of council? Ms. Diller? Ms. Diller?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Next is the introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 20023, amend the grants budget, appropriate $222,063 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Division of Employment and Training to the 2020-2021 State Youth Employment Program, Suburban Newcastle Grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20024, amend the grants budget, appropriate $90,674 from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Division of Employment and Training to the 2020 State Summer Youth Employment Grant, City of Bloomington. The grant will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20025, amend the grants budget, appropriate New County funding of $64,800 from the Department of Community Services FY2020 approved operating budget and appropriate actual and anticipated program income of $190,200 to the Summer Recreation Camps Grant. Ordinance 20026, amend the annual operating budget, appropriate $64,800 from the Contractual Services Budget Line Item of the Department of Community Services Summer Recreation Camps Grant. Ordinance 20027, amend the grants budget. For FY2020, appropriate federal funds of $195,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development passed through from the City of Wilmington Federal Community Development Block Grant on the lead-based paint hazard reduction City of Wilmington Match Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20028, amend the grants budget, realign $93,381.60 federal funds within the lead-based paint hazard reduction program grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20029, amend the grants budget for FY2020, appropriate $30,000 from the State of Delaware Division of Libraries to the FY20 Delaware Library Consortium grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 20030, revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2021 beginning July 1, 2020. Ordinance 20031, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2020 for fiscal year 2021. Ordinance 20032, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2021 capital budget. Ordinance 20033, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2020. Ordinance 20034, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2020.
Thank you. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, beginning with the budget hearing, Mr. Smiley?
Yes, on April 6th, council met and reviewed the budget, the capital budget, revenues, debt services, contingencies, and heard from Public Works.
Thank you. Public Works, Mr. Woods?
Yes, we had a webinar meeting, and we had Ms. Searles and some of the departments heads give an update on the COVID-19 and what they are doing and the changes.
Thank you. Land use, Mr. Tackett?
It's mine.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. Yes, we met last Tuesday on the 7th. We did three reappointments, one appointment to boards, and we had an update from the Department of Land Use relating to the current working arrangements. And as an addition to that, you all should have received this week, or today, I think, an email on the protocols for inspections.
Thank you. Public Safety, Mr. Street.
Yes, the Public Safety Committee meeting met. Public Safety Committee met today, and we had a presentation from each division within the Department of Public Safety that provided an update in what they're currently doing in response to COVID-19.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today, the Finance Committee meeting met in a virtual webinar session, and we, after the approval of the minutes, we have one resolution that will deal with the capital program for fiscal year 2021 through 2026. It'll be tabled. We had three ordinances dealing with the summer youth employment program. We also have a grant from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Sleeve Fund for a analyzer for drugs. Also, there's an ordinance that I'm going to untable that will deal with the tax abatement for the Newcastle County or the Claymont Community Center. We have three reappointments under boards and commissions, no grant request. We had a rigorous discussion on expense and revenue roundtable, federal emergency funds that may come to the county, took comments from the county executive branch, had no public comment, and adjourned.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is that a yes? Mr. Hollins? No? You lit up there. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 20064, reappointing Johanna Bishop, EDD, to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Resolution 20065, reappointing Dolores McLam to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Resolution 20066, reappointing William McDuffie to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Resolution 20067, appointing Charles Lax to the Newcastle County Board of Assessment Review.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Smiley?
It looks like he's muted.
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
I was testing to see if the mute button actually worked on me.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please raise your hand in the queue after the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, state your name for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. We'll begin with R20068. Mr. Smiley.
I request that resolution number 20-068 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 20068, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2021 through 2026.
Mr. Smiley?
Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Second. Aye.
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 Any opposed? R20068 is tabled. Moving on to ordinances, 020018, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20-018 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20018, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding from the County Council FY 2020 approved operating budget to the 2020 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. This ordinance is allocating funds from the Newcastle County Council's budget, for the Summer Youth Employment Program. The next ordinance also will do the same thing, and the ordinance following that will be money from the state government for the Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Program. So I say that, I know you're going to read all three of these, but I will be just going per title, because we just had this discussion on all three of these ordinances in the most recent Finance Committee meeting just 3 minutes ago. So per title, Madam President.
Okay, and I'm asking to be a co-sponsor.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I too would like to be a co-sponsor.
Thank you. I think it would be smart to have all of council members as co-sponsors. Right. I mean, these funds are coming from Newcastle County Council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there any objection to all members being added? None. So, Nellie, you've noted. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment at this time.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020018.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carnier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020018 is passed. Next, 020019, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20-019 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20019, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate funding from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the 2020 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Program grant.
Mr. Hollins?
For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none. Again, I'm asking to be added as a co-sponsor and probably all of council.
Yes, again, these are funds from Newcastle County Council.
Does anyone object to being added to as a co-sponsor? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment at this time.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020019.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020019 is passed. Next, 020020, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 20-020 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20020, amend the grants budget, appropriate $31,239 in additional funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor with funds provided by the State of Delaware Department of Health and Social Services to the 2019 State Year-Round Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm sure all of council members would like to be added to this ordinance as well as co-sponsors.
Does anyone object to being added? Seeing none, Nellie noted. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Hollins, did you have something else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to add that these are the funds from the State of Delaware, and it's a very unique program that actually provides opportunity for our youth year-round. And these particular students will be working in coding and learning coding on a year-round basis. So I think it's something that our department started, I believe, last year, and it looks like it's going to continue. So I think it's a really great program. And I would like to add that these kids are from all of our districts.
Thank you very much. Is there any other comments from members of council? Yes, Mr. Carter?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that we did discuss in committee today that we were not able to hold the interviews that they normally hold down in the Middletown area, but we're gonna try and work with community services to see if we can't set that up, do something virtually to still ensure that this program functions as designed and reaches as many people as we can in the county that need it.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the council that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020020.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020020 is passed. Next, 020022, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance 20-022 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20022, amend the grants budget, appropriate $30,825 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund SLEEP to the SLEEP TruNarc Analyzer Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Unless Coach Street has any comment on it, I would say as per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020022.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020022 is passed. Moving on to 020013, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like 020-013 read by title only and placed before council.
Got to lift it first, John.
I would like to make a motion to lift ordinance 20-013 from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, 020-013 is lifted. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, Madam President, I'd like 020-013 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20013 to authorize abatement of outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and penalties and interest on the property of the Claymont Community Center located at 330 Claymont, Delaware, tax parcel number 06071.00477.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Just to refresh the members of County Council concerning this tax abatement ordinance for the Claymont Community Center nonprofit. When the Brandywine School District ceded properties to the nonprofit community centers in Brandywine Hundred, that being Bellevue and Claymont, there was a little disconnect because when the properties were ceded to the nonprofits, they were really not informed that they had to apply for a tax-exempt status as a separate new entity, which was enjoyed by the school district. So just like with Bellevue Community Center, we did a tax abatement. The same is true with Claymont. And I'm just going to read from the synopsis for the record. This ordinance would approve, proposes to abate outstanding Newcastle County taxes and penalty, exclusive of school taxes and penalty, assessed against the property on July 1st, 2019, which totals $14,119.09 as of February 12, 2020, for parcel number 06-071.00-477 and any penalties accrued thereon. They have filed for their tax exempt status with the county, and they're going to have to deal with the school districts as a separate item. But I think council, this money was really never owed to us, and council should recognize the value, and I hope does recognize the value, all the community services done out of the Claymont Community Center. And I hope you can support this to relieve them of this financial burden going forward. And I know that the administration is working on a bill in the General Assembly. As we all know, they're not meeting. So they requested, I had tabled this per their request while that bill was being worked. That bill is nowhere in sight. So I'm going to feel free to go forward on tabling this and asking for support from Newcastle County Council on this tax abatement. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Smiley?
Yeah. I agree that Councilman Cartier should move this forward, but just a little history. Back in April of 2019, I had legislation introduced, and the administration came to me, CFO Greger, came to me and asked me if I would withdraw it because they wanted to work together with council on legislation through Dover and to change the county code. I willingly did that. We had one or two meetings. Mr. Greger left, all communication was cut off. And then all of a sudden, council was advised they had a piece of legislation they were going to move in Dover, which quite honestly, several council members, including myself, found incomplete as far as what our needs were without having other avenues to address them. So just to make council aware, we will be having, or I will be having, we'll see who else shows up is from the administration, a Zoom meeting with Mr. Migliori and I, Mr. Smith, and whoever he brings to the party tomorrow to see if we can get this off center. Whether the state will do anything or not, I don't know. But we are, as we used to say in negotiations, we're going to go back to the table with the administration and see if the line of communications will stay open to try to resolve the concerns that council has, which is bigger than what Councilman Cartier's one issue is here. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I just like to ask Councilman Cartier, how long ago was this property transferred to the community center?
It was transferred, I would say, in the last, 3 to 4 years, perhaps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Durham?
Thank you. Sorry if I'm a little confused, Councilman Cartier. I just wanted to clarify. So did they go through the proper process of requesting the abatement, and is it just too much time has gone by, or were they denied by the board?
No. Essentially, these two former school buildings were owned by the Brandywine School District, and the Brandywine School District transferred title and ownership to these nonprofits, which had been renting or basically, you know, for a very cursory sum in those buildings.
Right.
The process of transferring the property, the real estate professionals and attorneys, and I use that with quotes, never informed the tax-exempt community center entities that they needed to file on their own a tax exemption for property taxes. So what happened was some time went by, and the staff at the community centers then gets these collection notices from the county, hey, you owe us back taxes. Well, so they catch up to that reality. So subsequently, the community center filed for a tax-exempt status in property taxes, and they have received that, but there's still a back amount owed because there was a gap. So I hope that explains it.
Yeah, absolutely. My only experience with this so far is a similar situation with the pilot school. They went through the same thing, and I think there's a lot of nonprofits that aren't aware when they inherit a property like that they have to reapply, although the pilot school was a slightly different situation. But they went through a similar process, and we did abate their taxes. Thank you for the explanation.
Yes, and for the record, that was Ms. Durham. Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Mr. Smiley.
Councilman Hollins, just for clarity, because I had the hard copy with me, under the fiscal note, this is for the abatement of what was assessed July 1, 2019. So that would be the 2018-2019 year when the taxes were accrued. That's what it goes back to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020013.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
He's muted.
Mr. Tackett?
Oh. He's muted.
Try again.
Yes.
There you go.
All right.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020013 is passed. We next move on to our emergency ordinance. And we have emergency
E020005.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I'd like emergency ordinance number E20005 2020-005, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Emergency Ordinance 20005, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $1 million of tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance for the funding COVID-19 related expenditures during a public health emergency.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. So council in the previous session met and passed four emergency ordinances, three of which were funding appropriations to meet the challenge of the COVID epidemic crisis in New Castle County, which is a true public health crisis. And the initial $1 million that we appropriated went to buy a tremendous amount of PPE and computers to service our emergency and first responders, as well as to help the mobility of the county government. And with that, we're going to move forward with a proposal for another $1 million, which will come from our tax stabilization reserves, which we have adequate amounts for to meet this emergency. And I'm just going to read from the fiscal note. This emergency ordinance, if adopted, would increase the FY 2020 approved operating budget by $1 million to provide funds for COVID-19 related expenditures. This emergency ordinance, if approved, would reduce the general fund stabilization reserves by $1 million, appropriating $1 million for tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance, materials and supplies, and equipment budget line items. And again, we are in this struggle to meet this public health crisis. We are continuing to need and field needs for personal protective equipment, test kits, technology, and other medical supplies to help our New Castle County first responders, employees, and residents. And I think council should bear in mind that we are going to receive money from the emergency laws that have been passed on the federal level. So there is some potential to replenish after we make these expenditures. But that will signal our continuing commitment to help our first responders in this time of crisis and protect the public. So I hope we can support this evening.
Thank you. And Mr. Cartier, I'm requesting to be a co-sponsor.
I think that's fine. And any other, I would suggest we all potentially want to sponsor this.
Yeah.
Is there any member of council that would not like to be a sponsor? Hearing none?
I would gladly.
Nellie's noted. Okay, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Carter?
Yeah, I really appreciate coming forward with this again to keep it moving. And I urge us all to keep tracking where we are on equipment and supplies if we need more, particularly as we begin to think about down the road reopening our state, reopening our businesses. We have a special relationship with public safety when you look at the number of employees we have. And we also have a special relationship with our fire companies. And I think we're going to go beyond that a little bit as we begin whatever the rolling phase out is for the public, which will have risk. I mean, we're going to have to do it eventually. It will have risk, and we're going to have to be very prepared for it. And that's going to cost money. So I think we need to keep going.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to reiterate comments I made in the previous Finance Committee meeting that there will be a meeting tomorrow with the co-chairs of Community Services to have a discussion around federal dollars coming to the Department of Community Services. And they're very specific, but as I mentioned earlier, the guidelines have been reduced and in some cases eliminated to give jurisdictions more flexibility. I do anticipate much more federal assistance coming to our jurisdiction, as was mentioned earlier when Councilman Shelton mentioned the CARES grant, which is a $5 billion community development block grant that's been increased by that amount of money. And I believe there are other dollars that will be coming back to our jurisdiction. I know with the community development block grant, there's monies, according to the letter, that would allow us to be reimbursed for certain expenses. I just think it's just a matter of time for, as you know, government runs very slowly and perhaps Washington even slower. But these things are coming our way. And I also believe that we will also be recipients of some of the PPE dollars that have gone to the state of Delaware. So I think it's a matter of time. I think obviously we have to be prepared, but I feel pretty certain that we will see quite a bit of dollars coming to our jurisdiction from the federal government. And as we receive these letters and more information, we will be able to share all of that with the county council, starting with the meeting tomorrow that we're gonna have with community services.
Yeah, I will say, Senator Coons stated last week in a conference call that we were gonna be receiving 45% of what the state is getting. I asked our county executive yesterday if that was correct, and he said pretty much so. And I asked how much that would be, and he's not sure. He said it would be millions, but he doesn't know exactly. So when he does know, he'll let us know. So it looks like we will be receiving funds, and all those funds that we get from the federal government will have to be associated with the coronavirus. Mr. Hollins?
Yes, I'm sorry. Most of this is directly related to the coronavirus that we are fighting right now. But I can also tell you that this is not the first stimulus that we have received from the federal government. And after the crisis of 2008, there was a stimulus package that came to our jurisdiction. And in that instance, we shared the stimulus dollars. It was recovery bonds, and we shared that with other jurisdictions. So oftentimes, as a county, we may receive funds that smaller jurisdictions may not receive. But because we are receiving those funds, then we are required to share those federal dollars with some of the other jurisdictions. As a matter of fact, when we received the stimulus monies for the recovery bond financing, a majority of those dollars were spent in the city of Wilmington. Notably, the old courthouse at Rodney Square received around $17 million in recovery bond financing as a result of the stimulus package back in 2009.
Thank you for that, Mr. Hollins. I didn't know that, so that was good to know how that works out. It'll be interesting to see how much is directed here. Are there any other questions, Mr. Bell?
Yes, Councilman Smiley was before I.
That's okay. I'll yield to the younger generation.
Okay. Thank you, George. I just want to make mention that, you know, when you take a look at the first million that was expended, I think that our administration has done a tremendous job in allocating these funds and in providing the much needed personal protection equipment to not only our first responders and county services, but also to at-risk facilities like the Little Sisters of the Poor. And, we look towards the future and being able to recoup some of this money, but the COVID virus is here now. And I applaud the efforts of this council and our administration on acting now and getting the necessary equipment and funding in place. And especially when you look at our police, fire, emergency medical service, our 911 center, and our volunteer fire service, it's needed now.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley, and then Mr. Street.
Yeah, I'll try to be brief because I know everybody wants to go home tonight. there's money coming out of the federal government thrown at everything, to be honest with you. We've got money going into individuals. We've got money coming for supplies. We've got money coming for housing. All that's well and good. This money here that we're doing is separate and apart where we will be applying to get that back. That being said, I broached the topic with the county executive. We had a very brief but positive discussion. We nor those that will come after us can put ourselves ever again in the position, I think, to rely on the federal government to be there for us. So I've discussed with him that when we come out of this cloud into the sunshine of the future, we need to seriously look at, we have a rainy day fund, we had the reserves. We need to look at establishing a fund that will cover us in states of emergency, something like this, and gradually put funds into it when the times are good. We all know the current governor tried to do that in his last budget and got no cooperation. Mm-hmm. But I'm not looking for it in this budget, maybe during the budget, but I think something we really need to seriously look at so we can have this fallback funding so we don't have to wait. That's it. Just let you know I've opened that discussion.
Thank you. Mr. Street?
Well, the fact of the matter is I don't think our spending is over. We just spent $1 million in 2 weeks. And quite frankly, I don't care. I hope that we can recover the money from the federal government. But these are our first responders. These are our people. These are the people that put us in office. And I don't, if it's tax stabilization money, if it's rainy day fund, well, it's raining coronavirus and death, and we need to spend whatever the hell we have to spend. But I think we need to get ready to spend some more because we've already spent $1 million in 2 weeks, and 2 weeks we're going to need some more, I think.
Thank you. Ms. Diller?
Yes. I would just like to say that it's not just spending the money. You know, part of the reason, and I think you can check with the administration on this, that we ended up spending the money we did on masks and other supplies is that, you know, quite frankly, we were in a bidding war with other people who were also trying to get that protective equipment for our first responders. I would strongly suggest that we look seriously at those areas in our county that are good places for manufacturing and see what we can do to encourage some of that manufacturing to take place here. We're in a great location. We're on the I-95 corridor, and I think we need to be thinking what needs to happen after things start opening up, and I would definitely say that we've seen the folly of allowing all of this equipment to be made out of the United States, and it might be time for Newcastle County to make what I think are some great spots available for people who might want to do things here. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Diller. I echo your sentiments. Thank you for bringing that up. Is there anybody else? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to tag on to what Lisa just said. At her urging, we did work with the Department of Land Use over this last week and identified sites that we could have manufacturing in and possibly do things that would benefit the hospitals. And we looked at sites that were very close to the medical centers, and those are now on our website for anybody throughout the country or the world to look at in hopes that we can start pushing for that kind of industry to come here.
Thank you, Ms. Kilpatrick, for those efforts. Greatly appreciated. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Of course, I would be supporting this money, whether there was any spending this money for our first responders, whether there's any reimbursement coming for the federal government or not. But that being said, I can tell you I have personal experience that the stockpiling of PPE has been very inadequate in the state, and a lot of the supplies that were stored were basically rotted. They weren't usable. I went to a meeting with the president of Claymont Fire Company, where he showed me masks that he got from DEMA, and they were unusable because they'd been sitting in a warehouse and hadn't been rotated out, and so they were presented with protective masks that were just less than useless. So that's all part of this stocking and warehousing for future, managing that. And I think, you know, there are a lot of lessons that are going to be learned from this about that kind of a technique of meeting future crises.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Mr. Smiley?
Oh.
You lit up. Anybody else?
I'm always lit.
Any other comments? No, I just want to say every one of you council members are doing a great job, and I really want to express my thanks because I'm hearing it from constituents. So thank all of you for everything you're doing and all the efforts that you're making. It's seen next. I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on EO20005.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. As you know, as everyone knows, an emergency order needs a three-quarter vote or 10. EO20005 passes. Next, we move on. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in a queue?
Council President, I just want to remind the public that if they wish to speak and they're using the Zoom video conferencing, to please select the raise your hand icon. If they're on the phone, please hit *9 to raise their hand. And we do have one public comment. It's from Karen Miller. And I've just allowed her to speak.
Thank you. Welcome, Ms. Miller.
Okay, it's Henry Miller. And I'd like to thanks for talking this way. I wanted to ask council why my community has a level 4 prison on the corner of Kirkwood, of 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. On April 2nd, 2020, we observed two armed probation and parole officers visit the facility. I contacted Councilman Bell and got a response back from him that said there was no emergency report. Councilman Bell, I'm going to lay out what I believe happened that day. We saw a report about an inmate that had escaped from the plumber house the day before. The offender's last known address was in Bear. I'm going to make the guess that that address was 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. Remember, the Lieutenant Governor told us that not everyone at this facility is a criminal, and those were her words. I'm sure my cries are going to fall on deaf ears, the same way it did when I called for a cease order for the facility to be closed because it did not and still does not have an institutional residential permit. This is a protective care facility which cannot operate on a suburban zoned property in a residential setting. The amount of corruption I've witnessed along this journey is very discouraging to me. What can we do about this prison on our corner? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Are there any other members of the public that wish to speak? They're in the queue.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am. In response to Mr. Miller and to council, Mr. Miller and community, when they observe something, will immediately contact our office. We looked into it with our 911 center management, and while there was no police responses from state or county to this particular facility on that day, I had asked Chief Miller on that date that I spoke with him right after Mr. Miller's email that I would like him to go back at their convenience and do a listing of all the responses that have been made to that facility on the part of police, fire, and medical. I have my gut feeling is telling me that not just that day, but many days, police, fire, and medical are responding to that facility. And so I think that when we start to take a look from a land use perspective, we always want to talk about problem properties and go after folks. And I realize wholeheartedly the commitment of the state to try to have facilities like this, but they need to be run the same way anything else is in our communities. I still to this day do not believe that this facility is being properly run.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I waited till the end for a reason, but we'll get it done. Earlier this month, everyone received emails or letters from the county executive. So by code, it needs to be placed on the record. I'm going to place it on the record right now that we have received the county executive's letter certifying to county council the estimated yield from each item of revenue to be used in balancing the fiscal year 2021 operating budget. In other words, we have received the official notice from the county executive confirming the revenues for 2021 to have a balanced budget. That's all.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.